drone swarm over our warships? Yesterday I had a very busy day and didn't have a chance to post a new article. If I didn't have a one-person setup and was not working for fee, this would never happen. Since I refuse to advertise, this is one of the problems. I think it is a good trade-off as I go to other sites and see the pages just covered with so many adverts you can't even read the material. I don't know why anyone would ever go to these sites, there doesn't seem to be any benefit for them, and yet the sites keep pumping along. I would never annoy my readers this way. There seem to be so many undercurrents to the UFO sightings lately. Take for instance Harry Reid. Mr. Reid was the former Democratic leader of the United States Senate and the force behind pushing for an investigation into UFOs by the government. Many people thought he would be the force behind the final truthful release of UFO information, but he proved this was not the case when he blamed the Russians for a swarm of UFOs which came over our Navy ships. The event occurred over a couple of days and involved quite a few ships. One of the interesting things about this is the ships all recorded they were drones which could not be identified. A second interesting thing about the swarm was it happened near San Clemente Island, a spot where the US does some testing. Could the drones have been ours, and we were running a test and didn't want to ruin it by letting the ships know? Reid was quick to blame the Russians, but could they control a swarm of drones from such a distance and for such a long time? The swarm of drones could have been ours, been extraterrestrial or from an enemy power, but at the distance they would have had to be controlled from for so long, it seems unlikely. This all goes out the window if there was a ship nearby controlling the drones we didn't know about, but it would be hard to get a ship or even a submarine that close to the US shore without detection. Another problem is the size of the drones. Commercial drones have no way of staying in the air that long, so they would have to be a military type of drone. Some came incredibly close and one was only a few feet above the deck of a US ship while it hovered. Apparently, they weren't worried about being identified. I know these things because a Freedom of Information request was answered and had many of the facts in it. There was a ship within a fairly close distance and it did carry drones, but these drones only had a range of a few feet and could not have been those used in the swarm. The captain admitted he had some drones in the air but was far enough away from the US ships they didn't show up on his radar, and if he knew they were in the area he never would have launched his drones. The drones which swarmed the US warships also traveled far faster than any commercial drones and in one incident traveled more than 100 miles and yet kept flying without running out of power. The drones seemed to be very advanced since they were capable of catching a US destroyer in weather which was less than 1 mile of visibility and while the ship was traveling at 16 knots. Why is it, even though we have had a good look at these so-called drones, there are no descriptions of them in the Freedom of Information report or anywhere else I can find? Have I just missed it, or is it purposely being kept from us? San Clemente Island is known for some strange events happening near it. Just a couple of months ago, two UFOs were photographed over the island. At one point, the Navy aimed a FLIR camera at the UFOs, which detects radiation. But in that particular case, the UFOs sped away so fast the camera couldn't record them. They had to be moving faster than anything known on Earth. One cannot wonder why, if a foreign power, as some insist, sent drones over our ships near the US coast, we didn't shoot them down. Why would we let one hover a few feet over the deck of a ship? At some point you cannot allow this to happen. It seems to me the Navy must have orders not to shoot at drones, but why would this be? If we had our ships near Iran and a fleet of drones came at us, we would almost surely fire on them. On April 27, 2021, it was reported Iranian boats headed for our ships and we fired warning shots and they stopped. We had no compulsion firing the shots and if they would have continued to come closer, I am sure they would have been sunk. What makes the swarm so special we couldn't fire at it? We are said to have lasers built, which are carried on US Navy ships just for defense against drones. Could there be more to the story which is being kept from us? While the swarm may not have fired a shot or attacked us in any way, it certainly was a security risk. How do we know the swarm wasn't recording everything about our ship's capabilities? They certainly weren't contributing to the welfare of our ships and could only have been there for no good. Was the reason the drones weren't fired on the same reason why UFOs are no longer fired on? Did the ship's captains know the drones were extraterrestrial or maybe small spacecraft? Over the years, the UFOs coming to Earth have had increases in diverse designs, and it was believed by many this was an indication of different races coming here. They have also become more varied in size. Why wouldn't it be possible for much smaller aliens to use far smaller ships to travel in? We have seen small objects in the past, such as orbs and such, along with huge ships as big as the planet, so why couldn't these objects which swarmed our ships be tiny spacecraft which were only thought to be drones because of their size? I believe we are missing a big part of the story, even though a Freedom of Information report has been released. One has to remember these reports do not tell everything in many cases.